This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Watch for President Biden and Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer to appear together at the White House today. Justice Breyer is expected to announce that he's retiring at the age of 83. President Biden is expected to nominate a black woman to replace him. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Two names have seemingly topped the list of potential nominees. There's Ketanji Brown Jackson, who clerked for Stephen Breyer and whom the president elevated to the Federal Appeals Court here in Washington. Another is California Supreme Court Justice Leandra Kruger, though she's a moderate and could be a tough sell for some liberal Democratic senators.
Democrats are promising to act fast to confirm the nominee. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer telling WABC-TV in New York.
In the Senate, we want to be deliberate. We want to move quickly. We want to get this done as soon as possible.
The Kremlin says this morning there's little reason for optimism in the tense situation with its neighbor Ukraine, though it adds dialogue is still possible. Russia doesn't want Ukraine to join NATO. The U.S. and NATO say that demand is a non-starter. Russia denies it's planning to invade Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says
a political solution is still possible. But then, of course, Russia has to engage in good faith to de-escalate and to sit down and really make a real effort to find a way forward where we can find a political solution.
Millions of Americans are in the path of a possible winter storm that could dump heavy snow from North Carolina to New England. The Weather Service says the bad weather begins tomorrow and will last through the weekend. Jeopardy's mega champion Amy Schneider lost last night to a Chicago librarian who says he's in shock. Schneider was on the show for 40 days. This is AP News. New York's attorney general has gone to court to try to stop Donald Trump. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this.
New York Attorney General Letitia James went to court Wednesday in a bid to stop former President Donald Trump's lawsuit challenging her office's years-long civil investigation into Trump's business practices. James, who's a Democrat, said there's no legal basis for Trump's lawsuit and no evidence to support Trump's claim that the investigation is purely political. James also said there's no role for a federal court to intervene. Trump filed a lawsuit in federal court last month seeking a permanent injunction barring James from investigating him and preventing her from being involved in any civil or criminal investigations against him and his company. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Navy has discharged 23 sailors for refusing to get the COVID vaccine. The first time it's tossed sailors out of the military over the vaccine, which is mandatory. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.